All right, we got Todd Flood on the line. We're going to talk to him in just a second about some international intrigue. But first, I want to go to Jim from Cleveland. He's going to put a bow on our discussion about No Mo May and how many municipalities are observing it to help the bee population. Jim from Cleveland, you're actually a beekeeper?
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right, go ahead.
Well, but I heard that they were not mowing their lawn. Lawns are grass. Grass is pollinated by the wind. And I made the comment that if you want to support the bee population, keep the dandelions in your front yard.
Mm. Actually, Jim, at this point, it's more about cutting up the dandelions for me than mowing the lawn. So, maybe the initial reason for this was to keep the dandelions alive, and it just got misconstrued into misinformation about pollination and grass. So I appreciate you calling in and setting me straight.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jim. All right, on to Todd Flood. He's here to talk about the news that broke yesterday that House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer and Senator Chuck Grassley, he's on the State Budget Committee. They've subpoenaed the FBI to turn over documents that they believe show that then-Vice President Joe Biden took bribes from a foreign national for a favorable policy decision. It's vague, but it's worth a look. And for that, we turn to Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd, every time I talk to you here, it seems like we're talking about either a current or former inhabitant of the White House being in some hot water.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one where it's the politics and the, you know, this investigation has been going on forever. You see the writing on the wall, right? The whistleblower interviewed with the FBI. He then in turn tells, you know, the oversight committee through his lawyer, go get the documents. So that's what's going on. And then they want to do it basically a check and balance to see if the FBI did any kind of investigation before they closed it up.
Right. Now, Todd, how easy is it to subpoena the FBI? Do they normally cooperate?
No. That's not going to happen. I mean, seriously, if that precedent started going on, you know, I don't see that happening. Imagine being able to use the political arm to get investigations into the government by the FBI, CIA, DEA. That'd be crazy.
Now, the one term I keep hearing floating around is this FD-1023 form. Are you familiar with the FD-1023 form? What is it, and why do they think it's so particularly incriminating?
Well, it's this confidential source form, and oftentimes used to close out a file one way or the other. But when you have a CI, that form is often used, and then in turn, when you have to close out a case, you put the reason substantiation within that form. But regardless, it's not one that is going to be turned over. I see a court battle on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have my my ability to go ahead and get those types of forms when I have a case, right? That's just not going to happen.
So this is, to me, it sounds like this is far-fetched and I wouldn't say impossible, but difficult at best. To even continue with this investigation, let alone find any wrongdoing if then Vice President Joe Biden did whatever he's being accused of here.
These are dogs on a bone, so this is not going to go away. You're going to hear the perpetual drumbeat. Think about how this was done. They wrote a letter and subpoena to the FBI and Justice Department and leaked the letter and the subpoena to the public. So they win on both ways, because now it's going to draw public scrutiny, right? What is there to hide? Why isn't there transparency? So it was a brilliant tactical move. But do you honestly think a reasonable person would think that this investigation is going to go away under this, oversight committee?
Right.
I don't see it happening.
Well, and you wonder how much of this is political gamesmanship. I mean, it seems like I really hate the term tit for tat, but that's kind of the world we've been living in lately. You know, Republicans say, hey, you investigate our guy, we're going to investigate your guy. Do you see that?
You hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head, right? That's what it appears to be. So, and then you're steering up the those that you know are of the conspiracy thinkers and the people that want to you know take down the president and the Democrats. And the same thing goes hand in hand where you see it in the extremist left when they do that to the people on the right. So, you know, I often say to myself, where is the middle ground, the normalcy of rational thinkers that get the people's work done and stop wasting our time right now anyway? There's so much to be concerned about between our budget, our debt, everything you can imagine. We need workers in there. We have them, but they don't carry the majority all the time.
Yeah, and they're getting drowned out by the bigger voices. I call it governing from the comments section, where it's all about dunking. It's all about dunking on each other instead of actually getting the work of the people done.
I agree.
So, all right, just for the sake of my own curiosity, let's say that, you know, this investigation is genuine and you know, these Comer and Grassley, they believe that, you know, President Biden did something untowards and took money, you know, for political favor. Grassley has been quoted as saying that he's worried that this FD-1023 form is going to be classified. Can you do that? Can you classify an unclassified document, especially if it's been subpoenaed?
If it has the revelation of a confidential informant, by its very nature, it's classified. Even though it's unclassified, potentially because case closed, you know, you're not going to reveal sources that came under the protection or cloak of those guarantees. So that's a difficult. I just see it as a non-starter. I see this as being something that you know, a legal battle may take place. Mm-hmm. But think about if this is some crackpot that went and leaked something. It's happened all the time, right? And they are the ones. And let's say people know that. I remember a case here in town where, you know, we had the infamous party with Kwame Kilpatrick. There was sorts of sources out there, right? And they had nothing. But, all right, so let's say here, that's the situation. And the FBI did their due diligence. They ferreted everything out, and they closed it down. Let's say that happened. So now, do you still have the ability to release a confidential informant? Absolutely not. Can't do that. I just don't, you know, I mean, a judge can make that decision. Maybe the Justice Department and FBI get together and say, yeah, have at it. We did our work. Here it is. But they redact everything that is could expose somebody.
Before I let you go, ProPublica released another report on gifts that Clarence Thomas received from close friend GOP megadonna Harlan Crow. Earlier on, a couple weeks ago, it came out that he received trips, he received vacations, meals from Harlan Crow, and they used the loophole that said that Supreme Court justices don't have to disclose stays at private residences. Up until a month or two ago, they didn't have to disclose trips on private jets. But today, they're reporting that Crow actually paid for Clarence Thomas's grandnephew's private school tuition, who Clarence Thomas was raising as his own son. And he did not disclose these payments, even though he disclosed another private school payment from another friend. Is there anything here that could get Clarence Thomas in hot water, or is this more more of the same, where Supreme Court's going to do what it does because there's no oversight of it?
So it's really disturbing. It makes the institution lose, you know, credibility in my mind, because the Supreme Court makes the rules for all federal judges, which don't apply for them. So any other federal judge would have to disclose this, but the exception is the Supreme Court does not. They're their own body and make the rules, so it doesn't apply to them. That's really scary. I mean, we've had precedents in the United States where Fortas was basically forced out, and that's how we had, you know, a Supreme Court that was shifted all the way around for something far less than what Clarence Thomas is doing. I, you know, for the life of me, I can't understand how this, you know, is good for the practice I'm in, how it's good for the legal industry when the people setting the rules don't abide by their own rules because they don't have to. It's just doesn't make sense. What right is, you know, right is right. So it, you know, it should just has the total stench of impropriety to it, and we should be our highest court should be above that.
Right. Just because it's not against the rules doesn't mean it's above board.
That's right. That's right. It's sad. It's sad.
Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, thanks for once again helping us make sense of these thorny legal issues.
My pleasure, as always, and it's a pleasure to be with you, too.
I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon, because someone else in charge is going to do something stupid again. We'll be right back.